Okay, good morning everybody. Welcome to EMP. My eyes is too old, so I need to use my own light. Let us open our Bible. Today we continue read from book 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. We read from verse 1 to 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is from God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Let us pray. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for your word that you give it to us. We pray that Holy Spirit can speak to us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, there are few righteous that we can underline from our Bible reading. First of all, John wants to tell us that everybody who believe that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Yeah, is born of God. Now, when you go back to the book of John, you will know that in John chapter 1 verse 12, that tell us that everybody who believe Jesus is Son of God. And then this sentence want to tell us that we become the Son of God 100% because of the grace of God. Yeah, the work of Holy Spirit that lead us receive the word that someone give it to us, the word, the gospel that we hear, and then the Holy Spirit work in our heart and then make us repent, and finally make us believe that Jesus is Son of God. This all process is come from God. But at the same way, brothers and sisters, in order to be the Son of God, you need to have faith. Yeah, faith, it doesn't mean that your status is come from your own way. No, faith is the key to accept all the grace that God has given to us. Yeah. And then we believe that faith also a kind of God grace to us. So who believed that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. The second, sometimes we want to know, do I really Son of God? Do I really already have newborn life? Then this is three signs that John gave it to us. The first sign, he say, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. Number one, when we love God. Yeah, it's very easy to know, do you a son of God or not, by love God. Love God mean, first of all, after you believe Jesus Christ, you really have desire, exciting. Yeah. Oh yeah, today is Sunday, I need to go to the church. And then the second point, oh yeah, I really want to hear the word of God. I'm hunger with the word of God, And also I really happy when I'm in the midst of the children of God, we fellowship together. This call, we love God. Same, when we were young, when we met someone that we love, oh yeah, every time we just want to have spend time and walk together with the one we love. Similar, when we love God, then our priority all with God. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, since John tell us that love God also must love the family of God. So we need to show our exciting also when we come and we have fellowship with other believers. Yeah, that's why this make the difference between you join worship by online with you join worship by in person. Of course, you can worship God by yourself using online, but at the same time, you lose the fellowship. Yeah, you lose the fellowship. If how can I know this this fellowship is different? Yeah, of course. When I was young, in one time, I leave my spouse for a few time. Yeah, we have communication. I call her or she call me. Yeah, but you know, the feeling is different. The feeling is different. And then one day when I have a vocation, I didn't make other agenda. I just want to spend time with her alone. Yeah, that make me so happy. Yeah, similar. When I post a good food on Facebook, you guys just see my good food, but you guys cannot enjoy what I cook. Yeah, until I bring the food to you. Yeah, so in person, in the reality, similar brothers and sisters, love God and love the family of God. Yeah, we need to have action how we show our love. This is number one. Number two, the second sign is for this, the love of God, that we keep His commandment. We keep His commandment. This word means obey. Number one, love. Number two is obey. Carrying out His commandment. Please remember, brothers and sisters, let us read from 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel said, "Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of the rams." Brothers and sisters, if you know the best part of burnt offering to God is fat. Yeah. Today we always say don't eat fat too much, not good for your cholesterol. But I think, yeah, it is true. Fat is not for you. Fat is for God. Yeah. Why I say the best part of burnt offering is fat? If you love to do barbecue, you can know the difference. When you burn the meat and when you burn the fat, the smell that come out from the fat and the meat is different. When you burn the meat, there is a smell, but When you burn the fat, more smelly. Yeah, that's why if you walk around big super mall, there is a steak house or other barbecue place. You just walk out, you can smell so good. Where this smell come from? From the fat. Yeah. So the fat is the best part of the animal that can make smell so good. And then this best part is give it to God. But then, brothers and sisters, Samuel said, there are another best part that we need to give it to God. It's not the offering, but obeying. Obeying. This sentence come out when Samuel tell to Saul, because Saul give best offering, but he didn't follow the instruction. He didn't obey what God told him. So by this experience, brothers and sisters, I want to let you know that obeying is more valuable than our giving. Obey is more valuable than our giving. So our obeying to God is not start by giving, but start from follow what God want us to do. Yeah. We can give everything to God, but in God, He always want to know, do you follow everything that I have tell you? If not, then all the offering meaningless to Him. Similar part, if you open Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10 to 17. At that time, people of God give best offering, but God say, I don't like it. I just want you to obey. Brothers and sisters, let us make this statement. We can give best to God, but the best giving to God is obey. Yeah, the best giving to God is obey. This is the second one. And then John continued, said that his commands are not burdensome. Are not burdensome. Burdensome come from the word berus. Berus. Berus means difficult. His commands are not difficult. Yeah. If you go back to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, you can see that Jesus said that my yoke is comfortable. Yeah, my yoke is comfortable. I have been following God for around more than 40 years. Now I understand what that is mean. His commands are not burdensome. Like an exercise. Last night, you know, after we have Christmas lunch, we ate a lot. And then, yeah, I touch my stomach, don't become big. And I need to do something. I went to Sunya Sen Park. Yeah, I just keep walk for 1 hour. And then when I go back, I saw a group of people, young men, they do very hard exercise. Very hard exercise. For me, if you ask me to do that, I will choose not to eat, rather to do that very, very strong exercise. But for young men, easy for them. How can they say easy? Because they do it every day. Yeah, they do it every day. Same with the word of God, brothers and sisters. If you don't do it every day, you just do it once a year, then becomes so difficult. But if you do it every day, yeah, then that spiritual exercise make your spiritual body become strong. No wonder Jesus said, yeah, it's not burdensome, but is comfortable. And then the second part, you need to remember, brothers and sisters, when you do the work of God, don't use your own power. Because Jesus told us that, I will walk with you. I will walk with you. The secret is, you must follow and walk with God, with Jesus Christ. That's the second sign. Now, the third sign, we go back to the first John that we read, chapter 5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that this has overcome the world, our faith. Number 3, what is the sign of children of God? The Bible told us, everyone born of God overcomes the world. Yeah, what does this mean? How I can overcome the world? You know, brothers and sisters, we have 3 enemies. First is the world. The world means the world of opposed to God. The second is the flesh. Yeah. And then the third part is the evil. The evil. These 3 enemies always connected together, which is we show in our daily life. They do a soft temptation till bad temptation to overcome us. Many of us, when we fight with this kind of temptation, we always give up or we lose. But the Bible told us, everyone born of God overcomes the world. How can we get the victory? Yeah, and I like, brothers and sisters, the Bible said, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You know, the word of victory, the original word, Nike. My shoes, Nike. Yeah? Oh, these shoes make Nike. That means if you wear these shoes, when you play basketball, you can be the winner, maybe. Yeah? If you play with short guy or small children, something like that. Nike means victory. You have victory. How can I have victory, brothers and sisters? If we have faith. Faith means pistis. Yeah. When we talk about pistis, faith, you need to remember that in the Bible, never talk about how big your faith. Never talk about how big your faith. Because Jesus said, even you have faith like a small seed. Small seed is very, very small, brothers and sisters. But in the Bible, when they talk about faith, means to whom you believe. Not how big, but to whom, who do you believe. Yeah. Then our victory come to Jesus that we believe. Why, brothers and sisters? Because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. In his life, we can see Matthew chapter 4, how Jesus overcome all the temptation, and then in the end of the book of the gospel, how Jesus overcome all temptation that want to drive or to bring him out from the cross. But he still commit in Gethsemane. Yeah, he said, not my will, but your will. In the cross, Jesus said, Father, to you, I surrender my life. So this kind of action want to tell us that Jesus has already overcome the world. Now, how we can have the same victory, brothers and sisters. Just hold the hand of God. Just hold, walk with Jesus. Then you have victory. My last point. So we already know 3 points from children of God. Number one, love. The second is obey. The third is faith. Do you think when we believe Jesus Christ, which one come out first in our spiritual life? Love or obey or faith? Which one is more stronger in your spiritual life? Love, obey, or faith? In my observation, this should come together. This should come together. At the same time, love. At the same time, obey. At the same time, we have faith. Yeah. No need to wait until we know everything. Just come with love. And then from love, you will obey. And then from obey, you will have faith to whom you believe. Yesterday, I saw Pastor Nat's daughter. Yeah, so cute. When I saw this little baby, I asked permission, can I hold her for a few seconds? Oh, yeah. And then I hold the baby. Oh, then I said, this is what I have done 20-something years ago. Yeah. And then, believe me, after 3 months from today, yeah, even Pastor Nat allow me to hold his baby, the baby will not want to follow me. Why? Because I'm not his father, her father. The baby will refuse. Yeah, same like when I try to hold Momo, Rachel's son. He doesn't want to follow me. He cried or something. Because why, brothers and sisters? Because I'm not his parents. Yeah, he didn't put faith. If you ask me, can those babies say something? They cannot say something, but they have feeling. Yeah, they have feeling that I'm not close people with them. That's why they refuse. If baby can have this kind of sense, similar with us, yeah. Even we just believe Jesus for 1 day, for 1 week, or for 1 month, even for 1 year, we already have these three signs. But the problem is we need to keep these three signs, become mature and mature. And the secret is, let us see John chapter 8:31-32. If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciple of mine, and you will know the truth, that the truth make you free. The truth make you free. And the second part is John chapter 15. Abide in me, verse 4, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Once we abide in Jesus, yeah, then the three signs, love, obey, and faith, is grow in our spiritual life. God bless us. Now, we have private time to meditate this message, and then in what way you struggle with your spiritual signs. Yeah. Some of us love God, but how can you love God without obeying Him? And then, if you love God, you will obey Him. At the same time, when you obey, you have faith. Faith that overcomes the world. Yeah, faith that overcomes the world. I remember when Peter walked on the water. Yeah, as long he keep in touch with Jesus, he can overcome the situation. But when he looks around, he lost contact, and then he falls on the water. Brothers and sisters, have spiritual contact, relationship with Jesus. Then you can overcome the world.
God. No more excuses, so we open the door and we let you in. I've made up my mind, I've got no more excuses, so we open the door and we let you in. I've made up my mind, I've got no more excuses, so we'll open the door and we let you in. I've made up my mind, I've got no more excuses, so we open the door and we let you in. We say yes, God. We accept the invitation to your love. We say yes, God. You and you alone can have it all. Once more, we say yes. We say yes, God. We accept the invitation to your love. We say yes, God. You and you alone can have it all.
Father, thank you for give us new a position as children of God in having relationship with you. There are three signs that come out as our new status. First, love. Second, obey. And the third, faith. We pray that these three signs grow and grow in our spiritual life. By this, we can overcome the world. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our morning prayer. We go for praying community who have cancer, who run chemotherapy. We pray that God will give them perfect healings. Let's pray together. Pray for community, also pray for their spiritual salvation in the midst of their physical weakness. We pray that God not only heal them but also open their heart. Let's pray together. Also pray for people in infirmities condition. We pray that God will take out all the weakness from their body. Let's pray together. Pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare them the best. Brothers and sisters, let's also pray for missions. Today we pray for mission in China. We pray for SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, Pastor Hyunsu, Pastor Ricky, Chongs, and churches in China. We pray that God always lead them in mission, sharing gospel for people who have believed Jesus Christ. Let's pray for board member, for PSAM, PNET, Kiwan, PJK, Xu, Xiaoming, Jenny, Jung, and Monica. We pray that God will lead them in leading our church. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for young adult, fellowship men ministry and woman ministry. We pray that God will lead these three ministry, in make a beautiful fellowship among young adult men and women in our church. Thank you. Pray for SP 2.0 for building resources, benefactor and vision fund, and also in the midst of this pandemic, our online ministry can reach more people. Let's pray together. Pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will take care of for all moms in pregnant condition. Let's pray together. And then the last, we pray for house church. There are few area have house church tonight. We pray that God will bless all the house church. Father, thank you for choose us being your children. We pray that your guidance always come upon us so that in our spiritual life we can be more love you, obey you, and trust you. We put our life into your hand. And please go with us in every time, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day.